Sorry. I don't want any adventures, thank you. Not today. Good morning. But please come to tea. Any time you like. Why not tomorrow? Come tomorrow. Goodbye. With that, the hobbit turned and scuttled inside his round green door and shut it as quickly as he dared, not to seem rude. Wizards, after all, are wizards. What on earth did I ask him to tea for? He said to himself as he went to the pantry. He had only just had breakfast, but he thought a cake or two and a drink of something would do him good after his fright. Gandalf, in the meantime, was still standing outside the door and laughing long but quietly. After a while he stepped up and, with the spike of his staff, scratched a queer sign on the hobbit's beautiful green front door. Then he strode away, just about the time when Bilbo was finishing his second cake and beginning to think that he had escaped adventures very well. The next day he had almost forgotten about Gandalf. He didn't remember things very well, unless he put them down on his engagement tablet, like this. Gandalf, tea, Wednesday. Yesterday he'd been too flustered to do anything of the kind. Just before tea time there came a tremendous ring on the front doorbell, and then he remembered. He rushed and put on the kettle, and put out another cup and saucer, and an extra cake or two, and ran to the door. "I am so sorry to keep you waiting," he was going to say, when he saw that it was not Gandalf at all. It was a dwarf, with a blue beard tucked into a golden belt and very bright eyes under his dark green hood. As soon as the door was opened, he pushed inside, just as if he'd been expected. He hung his hooded cloak on the nearest peg, and
"Dwarlin' at your service," he said with a low bow.
"Bilbo Baggins at yours," said the hobbit, too surprised to ask any questions for the moment. When the silence that followed had become uncomfortable, he added, "I am just about to take tea. Pray come and have some with me." A little stiff, perhaps, but he meant it kindly. "And what would you do if an uninvited dwarf came and hung his things up in your hall without a word of explanation?" They had not been at table long. In fact, they had hardly reached the third cake, when there came another even louder ring at the bell.
"Excuse me," said the hobbit,
and off he went to the door.